here we are back. It's a Getaway Friday. Friday, March the 12th, 2021. 16 and a half minutes past the hour. Now, tomorrow is daylight savings time, isn't it? I believe it is. I believe we go to daylight savings time this weekend, lose an hour early Sunday morning. I think that's right. I haven't heard a whole lot being talked about that as of late, but I believe that is the case. Let's see here. Yeah, March the 14th. So Sunday morning, we spring ahead an hour, lose an hour at 2 a.m. On Sunday. That's always a rough morning getting up. That's Sunday morning. All right. Let's go to the Family Feud here on this Friday. This is always fun. Now, the first category has got a lot of answers. We've got 7 answers here in the first category. And to be honest with you, we're going to see how good of excuse givers the audience is today. Name an excuse that teenagers give their parents for coming home late. 7 answers. Name an excuse teenagers give their parents for coming home late. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. An excuse teenagers give their parents for coming home late. Go ahead, caller.
My car broke down.
My car broke down. You know what? Car trouble is number 1 on the list. You got it. Car trouble is number 1 on the list. Category. Name an excuse teenagers give their parents for coming home late. 7 answers. 6 answers remain on the board. Name an excuse teenagers give their parents for coming home late. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name an excuse teenagers give their parents for coming home late. The number 1 answer is car trouble. What are the other 6 answers? Does anybody know? An excuse teenagers give their parents for coming home late. Go ahead, caller.
The cell phone died and I didn't know what time it was.
Let's see here. I'm sure that is a common one now. Let's see here. I don't see lost track of time or cell phone, but it's a good guess.
Okay. Thank you.
Not on the list today. Name an excuse teenagers give their parents for coming home late. 6 answers still left on the board here. Go ahead, caller.
They had to wait on a train.
Wait on a train. Well, you know what? The last caller said lost track of time. That is the number 2 answer, so we're going to go with that. Now let's look at train here. Well, it's nothing to do with a train, but it's very close to waiting on a train.
Too many stoplights?
Close. You're definitely on the right track.
Okay,
bye-bye. Yeah, lost track of time was the number 2 answer on the list, so we will put that there. We've got car trouble was number 1, and lost track of time is number 2. Now, there is one close to getting caught by a train, traffic lights. There's a similar one here on the list. Name an excuse teenagers give their parents for coming home late. That is the category. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. An excuse. What are those excuses? Go ahead, caller.
Caught in a traffic jam.
Caught in a traffic jam. You know, traffic is the number 7 answer. You got it. Traffic shows up at number 7 on the list here today. So, category. Name an excuse teenagers give their parents for coming home late. Number 1 is car trouble. Number 2, lost track of time. Number 7 is traffic. What are the other one, two, three? Well, we got four answers left. An excuse that teenagers give their parents for coming home late. Four answers left on the board here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is an excuse that teenagers give their parents for coming home late? There were a few on here. Well, I think I've probably heard most of these excuses over time. Let's see. An excuse that a teenager would give their parents for coming home late. Does anybody have a guess here? 740-383-9944. 21 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. The three answers that we have: car trouble, lost track of time, traffic. Those are three that we have, but there are still four answers. Maybe we don't have many excuse givers out there. Name an excuse teenagers give their parents for coming home late. What are those excuses? Go ahead, caller.
They were watching a movie or playing a video game.
You know what? Let's see here. Movie was overstarted late is on the list. That's number six on the list.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. So, yes, one to do with the movies is on the list. So now we're down to three. Name an excuse that teenagers give their parents for coming home late. We have car trouble, lost track of time, movie started late, traffic. Go ahead, caller.
My ride was late.
Let's see here. No one would bring me. That works okay for me. No one would bring me. That we'll put that in that category. No one would bring me. Number four on the list. Name an excuse that a teenager would give their parents for coming home late. All right, here comes another answer. Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say this, Scott, like staying after school, getting detention if you're late from school? I mean, detention, you know, that happens sometimes. When I was in school, people, if they were bad, they'd get detention.
You know, nobody said that. It's not on the list, but it's a good guess.
Another school one, like the school bus was late. Or the school bus had, yeah, I guess that's the same as car trouble, but the school bus could have a problem of its own.
Yeah, that probably falls in with late.
Well, I think detention's a good answer. I mean, that's certainly a valid, but okay.
Yep, thanks. All right, the category here is name an excuse that teenagers give their parents for coming home late. All right, go ahead, caller.
One more dumb answer. Maybe the kid got arrested or stopped by the police.
No police on the list.
That would be a good excuse. Is that on there?
No, it does happen, but not on the list.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. All right, no police on the list today. Name an excuse teenagers give their parents for coming home late. Number one was car trouble. Number two, lost track of time. Number four, no one would bring me. Six, movie was late. Seven, traffic. Go ahead, caller.
How about their date forgot their key?
You know nothing about a key on here, but a good guess. Nothing about a key. Name an excuse that a teenager would give their parents for coming home late. An excuse that a teenager would give their parents for coming home late. That is this morning's category. We've got car trouble, lost track of time, no one would bring them, movie was over late, traffic. Those are the answers we have, but there are two answers left on the board. Name an excuse that a teenager would give their parents for coming home late. 740-383-9944. I think we've started with a bit of a hard one this morning. A difficult one. 740-383-9944. What's an excuse that a teenager would give their parent for coming home late? I had car trouble. I lost track of time. No one would bring me. The movie started late. Traffic. We've got those answers, but there are still two left here this morning that we do not have. When you were a teenager, if you came home late, what kind of an excuse would you give your parents? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Bit of a tough category here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
How about the weather?
The weather. No weather on the list. The weather does not make the list today. But I think this is one of our more difficult categories that we've started off with. What reason, what excuse would a teenager give a parent for coming home late? Two answers still remain on the board here. What answers would you give? You know, it would be really hard to give even clues to these because they are very direct. Name an excuse that a teenager would give their parent for coming home late. Car trouble, lost track of time, no one would bring them. Movie started late. Traffic. All answers, but there are two answers left that we have not obtained. What are those two answers? 740-383-9944. What's an excuse a teenager would give a parent for coming home late? Go ahead, caller.
How about run out of gas?
Run out of gas, number three on the list. You got it.
Alrighty.
Thank you. All right, now we're down to one answer here. Run out of gas shows up on the list at number three. All right, what's the final answer? What's the final excuse? Go ahead, caller.
Not sure if somebody said this, Scott, but, you know, it's 2021, and they used Google Maps, and the GPS took them to the wrong location, or they just got lost in general, problem just getting there due to a bad GPS. Maybe they were texting and driving and weren't paying attention to the map.
You know, the final answer does have to do with lost, but it's not directions.
Okay, I still think getting stopped by the police or arrested is a good answer, but... one of the best answers I've heard, but it was kind of... Yes, it's not there. Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, I'll tell you why that one might be problematic, is you probably don't want to tell your parents you got arrested or stopped by the police. So that probably is not an excuse you want to give them if you're being late for some other reason. All right, name an excuse that teenagers give their parents for coming home late. We've got car trouble, lost track of time, ran out of gas, no one would bring me, the movie started late. Traffic. Still one list. One on left on the list. What is it? Go ahead, caller.
They got into a fight.
Not a fight. Good guess, though. Not a fight. A fight is not it. We'll be back in exactly 60 seconds. Stay tuned. Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marian residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 BC than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 BC, in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
All right, Scott Spears back with you here. Friday, March the 12th, 2020. Name an excuse that a teenager would give their parent for coming home late. Go ahead, caller.
Another funny answer, Scott. You know, like you met the boy or girl of your dreams. You know, you met met a person you wanted to go on a date with and kind of lost track of time. I think even adults do that, but teenagers certainly do.
You know, lost track of time is close. Like I said, it has to do with lost, but it's not lost track of time.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, that you met, you know, a boy or girl you wanted to go out with, and you kind of just sat there talking or whatever. But, okay, well, that's kind of a funny answer, but that kind of came to mind.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, the final answer does have to do with lost, but not that particular type of lost. 740-383-9944. Name an excuse teenagers give their parents for coming home late. Go ahead, caller.
Lost the keys.
Not lost the keys. That's a good guess, though, too. Not lost the keys. We've got car trouble, lost track of time, ran out of gas, no one would bring them, movie started late, traffic, and the final one, final answer, does have to do with lost, but what is it? What did they lose? It's an excuse that teenagers give their parents for coming home late. Go ahead, caller.
They couldn't find their car.
Not their car. That's a good guess, too. Not their car. It's not their car that they lost. What did they lose? That is an excuse that a teenager would give their parent for coming home late. Go ahead, caller.
I lost my way.
Nope, not lost your way. They still have their way. That's not what they lost. What has the person lost that's making them late? So they give an excuse to their parent. They're a teenager. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
They lost their keys?
Not their keys. That's a good guess, though. Not their keys. What did they lose? An excuse that teenagers would give their parents for coming home late. They lost something. All right, go ahead, caller.
Lost their cell phone?
Not their cell phone. Not their cell phone. What would they have lost? Now remember, the answers are car trouble, lost track of time, ran out of gas, no one would bring them, the movie started late, traffic, still one answer left here. Go ahead, caller.
Their virginity.
Well, I don't know if that's something you'd want to tell your parents for an excuse.
Well, it's a good one.
Is it? I don't know. Not the answer, though. Not today's answer. What have you lost? That's an excuse for you to be coming home late as a teenager. What do we got? Go ahead, caller.
Lost their money?
Not their money. Another good guess. Not lost their money. What have they lost? And they're giving this reasoning to their parents as an excuse. Go ahead, caller.
How about they lost their friend?
They lost their friend. That is the answer. You got it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, that rounds it out this morning. Name an excuse that teenagers give their parents for coming home late. Car trouble was number one. Lost track of time was number two. Ran out of gas. No one would bring me. Lost my friend. The movie was not over. And traffic. Those are the seven answers. All right, 35 and a half minutes past the hour. We'll go on to the next category here. Now, this will be a fun one. Name something that comes in a spray bottle. Name something that comes in a spray bottle. 740-383-9944. Something that comes in a spray bottle. There are six answers here. Something that comes in a spray bottle. Go ahead, caller.
Cleaning fluid.
What's that?
Cleaning fluid.
Cleaning fluid. Well, what kind of cleaning fluid? Let's see here. I don't see anything like that, but close. Not just cleaning fluid. You got to be a little more specific than cleaning fluid. Name something that comes in a spray bottle. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
I got lots of answers, Scott. Hairspray or hair care products, that should certainly be there.
Hairspray's number two.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Hairspray clocks in at number two on the list, something that comes in a spray bottle. 740-383-9944. I think this is a little easier category than the last one. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Window cleaner.
Window cleaner is the number one answer. You got it. Thank you.
Welcome.
Window cleaner clocks in at number one. Something that comes in a spray bottle. We have four answers left. Something that comes in a spray bottle. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Here's your official COVID pandemic answer, Scott. Sanitizer. Like the gym, they just spray the sanitizer on the equipment. That certainly comes in a spray bottle.
It does, but it's not on the list.
They must have had the survey before 2020, right?
Before the prior to pandemic.
Okay, thank you.
All right, no hand sanitizer, no sanitizer. Name something that comes in a spray bottle. That's what we're looking for. Something that comes in a spray bottle. We've got window cleaner and hairspray. What are the other four answers? 740-383-9944. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Perfume.
Perfume. Perfume is number four on the list. You got it.
Bingo.
Perfume shows up at number four on the list. Something that comes in a spray bottle. Three answers left. Go ahead, caller.
The boring answer, Scott. Like the Febreze or air freshener. That comes in a spray bottle.
It does.
The Glade air freshener, that kind of stuff, or Febreze.
I don't see any of that on the list.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Something that comes in a spray bottle. That's where we are. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about deodorant?
Deodorant. Let's see here. No deodorant on the list.
All right.
Deodorant does not make the list here today. Name something that comes in a spray bottle. We've got three, and we've got three to go. All righty. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
I got a late start, so I'm going to do three.
You're going to do three?
Butter.
Go ahead.
Butter.
Butter. Butter is not on the list.
Furniture polish.
Furniture polish. Let's see here. No furniture polish.
And what about suntan lotion?
This is the third pitch, you know. Strike three.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
No suntan lotion.
Wow.
I know. But still three left on the board. Keep thinking.
Okay.
All right. Name something that comes in a spray bottle. 40 minutes past the hour here. Something that comes in a spray bottle. We've got window cleaner, hairspray, perfume. Those are the three we have. Go ahead, caller.
Pain medication.
Pain medication. No pain medication. No pain medication on the list today. Something that comes in a spray bottle. What are we going to get here? Go ahead, caller.
Is there any difference between like an aerosol can and, you know, an atomizer?
You know, I think they're both sprays.
Okay, well, starch?
Starch. Starch is number six on the list.
Ah, thank you.
You got it. Starch shows up at number six on the list. Starch is on here. So we've got window cleaner, hairspray, perfume, and starch. Two left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Another dumb answer, Scott. Paint. Spray paint.
Paint is number five.
Okay. I know the RAND switch won't be on there, but WD-40, that's probably not there, but that's a good answer.
Yeah, no WD-40, though.
Okay.
All right, yes, paint was there. So we've got window cleaner, hairspray, perfume, paint, and starch. Go ahead, caller.
Weed killer.
No weed killer on the list. Weed killer does not show up on the list today. One answer left here, though. Something that comes in a spray can. Go ahead, caller.
How about nose spray?
Nose spray. No nose spray.
How about bug spray?
No bug spray. No nose spray, no bug spray. Things that come in a spray bottle. That's what we're looking for. Things that come in a spray bottle. One more answer. Go ahead, caller.
Cooking oil.
No cooking oil. No cooking oil on the list. Things that come in a spray bottle. One answer left here. 42 and a half minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Here's my computer guy answer, Scott. Canned air. We use that to clean around electronics and stuff. That certainly comes in a spray bottle.
Good guess.
Compressed air or canned air.
Good guess, but not on the list.
Okay, I like that answer in WD-40, but of course they didn't poll me. Thank you, Scott.
No spray air on the list today. Things that come in a spray bottle. Things that come in a spray bottle. One answer left on the list today. 740-383-9944. We got window cleaner, hairspray, perfume, paint, starch. One answer left. What is it? Things that come in a spray bottle. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things that come in a spray bottle. What are we missing? Window cleaner, hairspray, perfume, paint, and starch we have. One answer left. All right, maybe this is it. Go ahead, caller.
Silly string.
No silly string on the list.
Oh.
Silly string does not make the list. Things that come in a spray can. Does anybody know what our spray bottle, I guess is what the actual wording is? Things that come in a spray bottle. 44 minutes past the hour. One answer remaining. Things that come in a spray bottle. We've got window cleaner, hairspray, perfume, paint, starch. Go ahead, caller.
Stain remover.
Not stain remover. No stain remover on the list. Things that come in a spray bottle. 44 and a half minutes past the hour here. Trucking right along this morning. Things that come in a spray bottle. Window cleanser, hairspray, perfume, paint, starch, all on the list, but there's one left. Things that come in a spray bottle. 740-383-9944. Who's got the final answer? We're going to break. We'll be back in exactly 1 minute.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marian native and Miss America, Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
2 jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears back with you, 46 minutes past the hour here. Go ahead, caller.
How about stuff to spray your laundry with before you wash it?
No laundry thing. Good guess, though. Nothing to do with the laundry. Things that come in a spray bottle. That's what we're looking for here. Things that come in a spray bottle. What's our final answer? Go ahead, caller. No Armor All. No car cleaner on the list. No Armor All. Things that come in a spray bottle. One answer left on the list. Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
Whipped cream or cheese.
Oh, those are good guesses. No, neither one on the list, but good guesses. No whipped cream, no cheese on the list. Things that come in a spray bottle. What comes in a spray bottle that we have not gotten? We've got window cleaner, hairspray, perfume, paint, starch. One answer left. Things that come in a spray bottle. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things that come in a spray bottle. Does anybody have our final answer today? Is this going to hold us out? Alrighty, maybe this is the correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, somebody already said furniture polish, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that's a pledge, but okay, I tried. Thanks.
No furniture polish on the list. Things that come in a spray bottle. What are we missing here? 740-383-9944. Things that come in a spray bottle. We've got window cleaner, hairspray, perfume, paint, starch. But one answer eludes us. What is that answer? Things that come in a spray bottle. Well, what could that be that is coming in a spray bottle that we are not getting? Go ahead, caller.
This answer is so obvious that it's dumb, Scott. Water. People like use water to spray it on their hair, on their plants. I don't think anybody said that.
I don't think they have, but no water on the list either.
Okay, thank you.
Water does not show up on the list today. Things that come in a spray bottle is the category. 49 minutes past the hour. What comes in a spray bottle? All right, go ahead, caller.
How about cooking oil?
No cooking oil. Cooking oil does not make the list today. Things that come in a spray bottle. This is what we're looking for. Things that come in a spray bottle. All right, go ahead, caller.
Starting fluid.
Not starting fluid.
Alrighty, thank you, sir.
No starting fluid on the list. Things that come in a spray bottle. Do we know what this final item is that comes in a spray bottle? Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
What about chloraseptic?
Chloraseptic. Now, what do you use chloraseptic for?
Well, you know, like when you have a sore throat.
Oh, sore throat. Okay, like chloracetin.
Well, chloraseptic is, that's just a name brand, though. It's just like if you have a sore throat.
Or Cepacol.
Sure.
Yeah, not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
All right. Does not make the list here. Things that come in a spray bottle. What are we missing? Go ahead, caller.
Air freshener?
No air freshener. No air freshener on the list today. Things that come in a spray bottle. One answer left on the list. Are we going to get it? Go ahead, caller.
Hand sanitizer?
No hand sanitizer. No hand sanitizer on the list today. Things that come in a spray bottle. What is the answer we're missing? Go ahead, caller.
How about salad dressing?
No salad dressing.
Okay.
Salad dressing does not make the list today. Things that come in a spray bottle. Wow. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said deodorant?
What was that?
Deodorant.
No deodorant on the list. Deodorant does not make the list today. Things that come in a spray bottle. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Anybody say bleach yet?
Nobody has said bleach, but I'll tell you, this is in that category.
Hmm.
But not bleach.
Okay.
It's not bleach, but it would be in that area of thinking. Not bleach, though. Things that come in a spray bottle. What are we missing? Go ahead, caller.
Plaster.
No plaster. That's a good answer. No plaster today. Things that come in a spray bottle. Now, bleach is in the right area. All right, go ahead, caller.
Shout or spray and wash?
Well, I'll tell you, this is all in the right area, but I guess what the specifics of this are, the way it's listed here, I guess is more not a name brand. That's not necessarily what we're looking for. It's kind of a type of cleanser.
Well, I had said stain remover.
Yeah, I guess this would get out stains, but that's not exactly what's on the list.
Fabric softener?
Not fabric softener.
Okay.
Something that comes in a spray bottle. It's not a name brand. I'll give you that hint. It's not a name brand. 740-383-9944. Something that comes in a spray bottle. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Disinfectant?
Not disinfectant.
Okay.
Disinfectant not on the list. Something that comes in a spray bottle. But again, it's not a name brand. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Spot remover.
Not spot remover.
Jeez.
No spot remover on the list. Something that comes in a spray bottle. And again, it is not a name brand. Go ahead, caller.
Detergent.
Not detergent.
Okay.
Not detergent. Something that comes in a spray bottle. Not detergent. All right, 54 minutes past the hour here. Trucking right along. Go ahead, caller.
Carpet cleaner.
Not carpet cleaner. Not carpet cleaner. Things that come in a spray bottle is the category we are in here. Things that come in a spray bottle. We've got the window cleaner, the hairspray, the perfume, the paint, the starch. What is something else that comes in a spray bottle? Go ahead, caller.
Shower cleaner.
Shower cleaner. You got it. Shower cleaner is the answer. That would be it. Things you clean in the shower. All right. So the answer is there. Something that comes in a spray bottle would be window cleaner, hairspray, shower remover, all kinds of stuff. Go ahead, caller.
A pre-wash?
A pre-wash. No, it ended up being shower cleaner.
Oh, shower cleaner.
Shower cleaner.
I thought somebody said that before. Oh, well.
No, they said...
Well, hallelujah, we've got them all.
We've got them all.
Next
one. Here we go. Next category, you know, we have 5 minutes left in this hour, but we'll probably do this again at noon today, so stay tuned. Name a kind of a singer. Now, there are 7 of these, but name a kind of a singer. Now, we've got 5 minutes left here. Do you think you can get these all in 5 minutes? All 7 of them? A type of a singer. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Opera
number 4. You got it. Opera shows up at number 4 on the list. Name a type of singer. Oh, well, maybe we'll get these all. They're coming in here 56 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Folk singer or ballad singer?
Let's see. Folk or ballad? I don't see any folk or ballad.
No folk or ballad singer on the list. Name a type of singer. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I have a funny answer, Scott, and a real answer. Singer sewing machine. That's my intellectual answer.
That's a good one. Not on the list.
Country singer. That's not the same as folk, is it?
No. Country singer's number one. You got it.
Okay, I still like sewing machine. Isn't that a creative answer?
That's a creative answer. Singer. You got it.
Okay, thanks.
Country singer shows up at number one on the list. Name a type of singer. Wow, we're knocking them dead here. 3 minutes left to go. Go ahead, caller.
How about gospel and rap?
Gospel is number five and rap is number six. You got it.
Okay.
Gospel and rap both show up on the list, number five and number six. But we still have three left on the list. Are we going to get the three in the 3 minutes we have left? Name a type of singer. Go ahead, caller.
R&B or soul, would that be a category?
Let's see here. I guess it would, but it's not on the list.
Okay, thank you.
No R&B and soul on the list. Three answers left. Name a type of singer. 740-383-9944. Where are we at here? Go ahead, caller.
My personal favorite, rock and roll.
Rock singer is number two on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Rock shows up at number two on the list. Two answers left. 2 minutes left to go. 2 minute warning. Are we going to get the two final answers? Name a type of singer. Go ahead, caller.
Jazz.
Jazz, number three on the list. You got it.
Thank you.
Jazz shows up at number three on the list. One answer left in about 90 seconds. Name a type of singer. What do we got here? Go ahead, caller. Oh, I guess maybe that person was going to say jazz as well. Name a type of singer. One answer left on the board. 90 seconds left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a type of singer. We've got country, rock, jazz, opera, gospel, and rap. What's left? Go ahead, caller.
Bluegrass.
No bluegrass.
Okay.
1 minute left to go. No bluegrass on the list. Down to 1 minute. Name a type of singer. 1 minute, one answer. All right. Go ahead, caller. 1 minute.
How about a soloist?
A soloist is right. That is our final answer. Thank you.
Soloist polishes it off. Name a type of singer, country singer, rock singer, jazz singer, opera singer, gospel singer, rap singer, and solo singer. Those would be the answers today. And we now have them all. Go ahead, caller.
How about pop?
No pop on the list.
Okay.
Pop did not show up. Nope, the answers for this one were country, rock, jazz, opera, gospel, rap, and soloist. All right, we'll be back in about 10 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marriott Talking Place, for legendary